Now, I'd like to invite the Commissioner, IFW Commissioner Judy.
Honorable members of the committee, I'm Judy Camuso, Commissioner of Maine Fish and Wildlife. Happy to be here today. Nice to see some new faces and nice to see some returning faces here as well. I'm going to give a brief overview of the department and what we do, some of our goals. I'm not texting or anything. I think I'm going to set a timer for myself. So I'm going to give an overview of the department, some kind of our goals and objectives, our strategic plan. So if you guys want to move so you can see it, I don't know, whatever, if anybody can, y'all want to see it. And then I'll end with telling you just a little bit about myself and my personal interests. So as I mentioned, I'm Judy Camuso. I am the commissioner here, and I started my career at Maine Audubon a long time ago. I worked for Maine Audubon for about 11 years, primarily as a non-game biologist and environmental educator. I moved over to the department. I started working in the regional office, and as a regional biologist, I worked in the regions for 8 years, moved to Augusta, and as the special projects coordinator, and then very quickly moved into the wildlife director position. And then when Governor Mills was elected, I was nominated and then confirmed by this committee as Commissioner of Fish and Wildlife, as the first woman ever to hold this position. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about our mission for the group. The department is, you know, our mission is to protect and manage Maine's fish and wildlife, their habitats, promote Maine's outdoor heritage, and safely connect people with nature through responsible recreation, science, and sport. So how many fish and wildlife species do we actually manage, right? There's a lot. So we just have the inland portion. There are about 15,000 invertebrates, 423 birds, 61 mammals, 39 fish, 18 amphibians, 17 reptiles. Of those, less than 100 or 100 are fished. So we have a broad responsibility, and it covers a wide range of species. I like to say everything from moose to mayflies falls within our purview. We have 7 regional offices across the state, and each of those offices house regional biologists as well, fisheries and wildlife biologists. 5 of them house warden service staff, and then we have a facility in Bangor that houses our research and assessment section. So this is a little bit of the structure, and you'll hear from a lot of these people today, myself, the Deputy Commissioner, Tim Peabody, Crystal, and then some of our Bureau directors are here, and I'll let them talk a little bit about more in their program, what they do. So as Commissioner of Fish and Wildlife, I will share that a lot of the other commissioners refer to me as the Commissioner of Fun. And while the activities that we manage are fun, and most people are generally happy when they're participating in those activities, these activities are enormously important to the state's economy and are a real driver, particularly in the rural communities, for the economy in those areas. So hunting and wildlife watching alone contributes over $1 billion annually to the state's economy. The Wildlife Division works to protect, conserve, and enhance Maine's wildlife resources, protect habitat for conservation and enhancement of those species. We work to develop rules for effective management of those species. They have over 70 different wildlife management areas, over 110,000 acres that they manage. And right now we have about 232,000 licensed hunters in the state. In the past few years, some of the major accomplishments in the Wildlife Division, they are about to complete a Maine Bird Atlas, about 5 years in the making. This is an enormous undertaking. It hasn't happened since the 70s. And so this basically gives us an idea of birds in the state year-round, breeding and wintering. It's had over 4,000 volunteers participate in this, as well as a lot of staff and contract staff that helped us manage that along with our partners. Over the past 10 years, the department has also embarked on the largest moose research project in the Northeast in the history. And you'll hear a lot more about that from Lee Cantar when he comes in to talk to you. Our Division of Fisheries and Hatcheries has an economic impact of $380 million annually on the state's economy and supports over 3,300 jobs. They protect and enhance native wild fisheries, at the same time raising stock, trout, and salmon for recreational anglers. Responsible for management over 6,000 lakes and ponds and 30,000 miles rivers and streams. We work to provide access to these waters, including over 174 water access sites. In order to enhance the state's native fisheries, we do grow and we operate 8 hatcheries where we grow and stock over 1 million trout and salmon annually. And over 380,000 people are licensed to fish in Maine. So the past few years, we were able to secure close to $20 million in federal money to work on some rebuilds of our hatcheries, our new Gloucester hatchery, as well as Grand Lake Stream hatchery. And we will be working to improve the water effluent at all 8 of our hatchery sites. The Department Fisheries Division recently completed a 15-year strategic management plan for fish. This was an enormous activity, involved lots of stakeholders, public surveys, and input from our staff, and gives a nice outline of what our goals are for fisheries management in the next 15 years. And we have, of course, worked to try and prevent the impacts from invasive species on our fisheries and aquatic resources, and we do that a lot through what we call the Clean Drain Dry program. Supporting both fisheries and wildlife is the Land and Water Access Program, and that program works to secure access for recreational use for the, for now and future generations. Whenever we survey the public, access is the number one issue people have. It's the biggest barrier to participation in everything we do. So in the past 4 years, we added 34 new parcels of land, over 3,000 acres to our wildlife management area system. An additional 10,000 acres are on track to be added within the next few months. We have actively assisted our partners to secure an additional 45,000 acres during the same time period. And with that work, we were able to help secure $14 million in state and federal grants. We reconstructed and built over 8 facilities, water access sites, including Maine's first fully ADA accessible fishing facility at Togus Pond. If you haven't been to this facility, you should go. It's amazing. It's completely accessible, number of different spots you can get out and fish, and it's super easy access, great parking. It's an amazing spot. And we acquired 13 new water access sites from the St. John River and St. Francis to the Saco River down in Cornish. Our environmental review program, a lot of people don't know as much about this, but this program works to identify important habitat resources and provide recommendations on means to avoid, minimize, and mitigate adverse impacts to these resources as much as possible. The department has reviewed in the past few years 41 hydro facilities, more than 125 solar projects, and they regularly work with the Department of Transportation. And of course, we are working with the governor's office on climate, reviewing things like offshore wind, things like that. The Bureau of Warden Service has 124 full-time officers, 8 deputies. Last year, Maine Warden Service inspected more than 75,000 outdoor users. Of course, the Bureau of Warden Service works to enforce hunting, fishing, and recreational vehicle laws and oversee search and rescue operations in the state. They are very much what we call the face of the agency. If you interact with someone in the agency, it's most likely going to be a game warden. They really do a really good job promoting the work that we do. They responded to over 26,000 calls for service last year and have multiple specialty teams. You hear about these in the news a lot, including the dive team, the canine team, search and rescue, aviation. And Colonel will speak more about those. A few accomplishments in the past year, particularly with the help of this committee, we were able to really up our game when it comes to landowner relations. Of course, the state of Maine is almost exclusively privately owned. And so access to that public land, private land, is very important. And our landowner relations program is core to continuing to ensure that we have that access. We have 5 game wardens now dedicate 100% of their time to educating and developing positive relationship between landowners and user groups. 3 of those are deputies that were added in the last budget cycle by this committee. The Division of Public Information and Education works to enhance public understanding of the department and its programs and increase participation in outdoor activities such as hunting, fishing, and trapping. The division oversees our communication efforts, including traditional and digital media, website, social media, and email communications. And if you have not seen an increase in the volume of communication coming out of our agency, I don't think you're awake. We get emails, every day, practically. If you're interested, you can hear from us as often as you want. We also work to develop and implement marketing and educational programs for people of all ages and oversees a wildlife park in Gray and recreational safety as well, which is huge. A couple big things in the past few years, we developed a multi-pronged communications and marketing campaign called Keeper of the Maine Outdoors. That was primarily a tool to try and connect with a broader audience. This campaign has now won 2 national awards for their effectiveness, and it's the first time ever those awards were won by the state of Maine. So it's a pretty impressive program. Likewise, the recreational safety unit has increased for opportunities for folks looking to learn how to hunt, fish, trap, recreational vehicles by expanding our courses online and in person. So we now have ways that you can take hunter safety or what we call our next step programs online, in person, or you can do both, whatever you prefer. And there's a whole suite of offerings on our website and on a YouTube channel. If you want to learn how to hunt in the state, we have all the tools that you need to get you started. Division of Licensing and Registration. And this division is somewhat like the unsung hero because they do an enormous amount of work that really supports everything at the agency, but they don't get any of the fame or glory that the biologists or the wardens get. So they oversee the sale and administration of about 500,000 licenses a year, register close to 300,000 boats, snowmobiles, and ATVs, generate over $23 million a year in revenue for the department annually. All of this is accessible online through our MOSES system. And just some sort of tidbits, in 2019, 43% of our customers purchased their license online. In 2020, that number jumped to 61, and just this past year, we're at 63. So we're gradually growing to more and more people participating online. So as I mentioned, our online license sales have grown 43% in the past year, accounting for nearly 100,000 additional licenses being sold online versus through one of our agents. So we continue to improve that process. And recently, we now have auto renew for folks that are interested. So that helps prevent the lapse or churning of what we call of participants, who people who mean to buy their license, but they sort of forget. So it makes it a lot easier. You can renew your license in less than 1 minute. So that's been a really positive development. The Division of Engineering, also probably another unsung hero of the department. They provide overall support for all the department's capital improvement projects. They deal with all of the sort of behind the scenes, soliciting the bids, reviewing the contracts, getting all the work done. They oversee and manage our 7 regional offices, 8 hatcheries, a wildlife park. You know, they manage all of the structures that the department has, which is a lot. As you can see, 77 dams, 113 fishways, 15 miles of roads and access, and there's only 3 people. So they do a phenomenal amount of work for the department. In the past couple of years, then in all at the same time, they moved, if you haven't been to our new facility on Water Street, we moved from State Street to Water Street. And so they moved the entire agency. And also at the same time, the Bangor staff moved to a different building. So that was the fastest transition I've ever seen an agency move. Constructed a new, really nice new garage facility in Gray and oversaw the installation of a new deep water pipeline at the Grand Lake Stream Hatchery.